can't sleep.
Do gotta we build.
No one, no one's gonna join me in.
Actually,
we tried. You told us to shut up.
Yeah, you did.
Oh god, not really.
I've changed my mind. Share your video because I don't want the lag of the stream. I'm gonna close it.
Here we go.
And all I wanna do is do
Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 218, recorded on August 30th, 2015. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Maz.
Freckles. I'm Freckles.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Perfect. Perfect start.
So, as you might have noticed, we have a new host for the show. That is Freckles, right there in the bottom left corner if you're watching the video. And then, of course, we got the old stodgy and stanky Maz, or Addict Beyond, taking up the right bottom square. Is that, are we like the squares now? We're doing like tic-tac-toe?
It's actually upside down.
Hollywood squares.
Oh, so people see it the other way?
Yeah.
Well.
So, I should be in the top.
No, you're
left.
In the bottom right. You're in the bottom right.
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, when I look at Twitch, I see you in the bottom right.
try to do a joke there. It is. You're stepping all over it. It's fine. Hey, yeah. Freckles, how did you get roped into this goat rodeo?
Brent asked me, and I said yes.
Wow! It's as simple
right?
as
right? Cool story, huh?
Our answer
opportunity
for the
of a lifetime.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I was like, I asked, and she said yes. And he was like, oh, okay. I guess he didn't believe me.
I know there's some kind of under the table sweet deals going on, like
really
free diamonds in the server or something. I don't know.
That's what you're saying. You're saying, is he paying you? Is he paying you? Mm. Let me know if he's paying you. Speaking of, we do have a new host. I want to mention this. We do have a new host, server host, that is hosting the show. So a big shout out to Creeper Host. You can actually go to creeper.host.com, get a server, and if you want 15% off, be sure to put the code the shaft in there.
15%.
15%.
That's heaps. That's heaps of percent, Brent.
That's like a lot more than 5 or 10%. So you got to do it. Get you a server, and if you were on one of our last sponsors that did servers. I'm not saying Creeper Host much better than them. You should jump ship and immediately go get a Creeper Host server. Not saying anything else.
I have not yet tried Creeper Host, but I am 100% supporting.
Well, and they gave us the server so we can record on if we want, so we can get on. So I got to get y'all access, and then we can maybe start recording some stuff and.
And didn't previous
what we're talking about.
Didn't previous hosts just can the shaft lands like without warning? Like it's gone. Suck it.
Yes.
I saw you tweet that they just kind of deleted our worlds.
They gave us time, but
okay, not enough.
I didn't have time to get it, so maybe they would still give it to us. I don't want to be complete.
Should we play Taylor Swift's Bad Blood? Is that a thing that would be relevant right now?
What is with Taylor Swift all of a sudden?
I don't know. I've woken up in a very Tay-Tay mode.
Well, that's okay. Tay-Tay's a good mood to be in. I keep having to look over to the other screen, but then it's like I'm not looking at the camera at all. So I've now moved y'all to a different screen. I hope that's okay. Y'all didn't.
This is exciting.
I was more comfortable with the other screen, but this screen is okay. It's
good. Good.
All you guys with dual monitors. I'm so sad.
A little bit warm over here, but I think I'll make do.
Well, now that we have that out of the way, it is episode 218, and we do have a sponsor. This is actually one of the first sponsors in a long time for the show. And this is a personal sponsor, Sim, or @watcher_Sim, S-Y-M. And so they sponsor the show, and they wanted to say, you want to read it?
What's this? The Shaft is making a return? Party time! Up in here?
I added the up in here bit, but you get the gist.
So I got a Mike's Harder Classic margarita just for That was the wrong camera. This is the right camera up here. But so, hey, cheers and thank you, Sim.
Welcome, welcome. You're the first of the new era.
Whoa!
We'll see how we go.
It's good stuff.
Let's crack into a little segment we like to call
Our Journeys.
Loving these new bumpers, Brent. They're amazing. I love them.
I thought you would. So what you been up to?
Well, I've literally been in like cryogenic sleep since the last episode. It's been a while. My services were not required, so they put me back on ice. It was great.
Nice. Iced.
Yeah. Literally been doing nothing.
Well, that's weird. We need to change
I opened Minecraft this morning to see what these spectral arrows are all about. Have you seen that? Anyway, we'll talk about that later, but yeah, I have not been doing much.
I haven't seen the arrows. I got to dual wielding, and then I had a lot of fun with that. And it was a little buggy, but I'm sure they're working on it. But it looks like some kind of cool things coming. And like I said, we'll talk about that later, and then we'll forget to talk about it. But we might talk about it later, if you're lucky. if you remind us a lot in the chat room.
This podcast could go one of two ways. We could talk about Minecraft, or we could end up reviewing Taylor Swift's brand new album, 1989. So,
that's true.
I don't know. We never know.
Not going to be the Taylor Swift thing because I got nothing to add there.
Absolutely nothing. So we'll
we're going to get Freckles' live reaction to the entire album.
What have I been up to?
Yeah.
Well,
certainly not keeping in touch with popular music. That's
certainly not Taylor Swift. Not been up to that at all. I'm actually making an Old West town.
Oh, that sounds...
And this is about the third Old West town I've built in Minecraft, but I'm trying to make this one, like, actually period accurate.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, it might be a fool's errand. It might be, like, stupid and not doable, but I'm trying.
So you're, like, making sure the distances are correct for the dirt road, or... See, I don't even know what the period accuracies are. Like, there's a place to hang people.
Full disclosure, neither do I, because... I'm not a history buff at all, but I just watched this like new show that I really, really loved, and I got really into it, and it made me want to build an Old West town, so I decided that I was going to do it. So far, What is it?
Was it Deadwood?
No, it was called Hell on Wheels, and you should watch it.
Oh, yeah! No, that is great as well. Yep.
Fantastic, everybody, right? So far, I've got like the railroad like coming into town, and then I've got the hotel is almost done, and that's it so far. Like, I'm really taking my time. And I don't usually take my time that much with Minecraft stuff. I usually just kind of, like...
Slap it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just, like, do it real quick to have it done, and then maybe I'll tweak it later. But I'm, like, really taking my time with this. And
it's a labor of love this time.
Right, and I'm doing the whole thing in survival mode, which is new for me. Usually when I do big projects like this, I do it in creative. But I'm challenging myself.
So are you on the latest snapshot with the new fighting and stuff?
Okay, see, I don't know. I tried the whole thing that you said about Snapshot, and I couldn't make sense of it, so the answer is no.
We'll go over that later. Actually, we'll make the new server. We'll make it the new stuff, so we can get on, like, and we can come up with maybe we can get fans to suggest something for us to build.
I found the box that says, like, to allow... whatever the thing is, experimental things, blah, blah, blah.
The warning
but I did
scared
not,
you, didn't it?
No, the warning didn't scare me, but what I couldn't find was, like, because Brent had told me to click the thing that said to use the most recent one that was available or whatever, but beyond clicking the original box that said to allow experimental versions and then saying, okay, this warning doesn't scare me that much, I didn't see anything else to do with it. And then when I went into the game, it was the exact same thing. So I think there was something that I was missing, but I'm sure Brent will help me with that later.
I think she's blaming it all on me. It's all my
fault. No, it's my fault.
Okay. It's okay. I'm used to it.
I didn't understand. That's how it goes. I'm sure. And then my internet was out for like 5 days. I don't know how I survived
that. Well, you go to a Ren Faire, right?
Right. And there was no internet in the 16th century, so here I am.
It all feels good. Feels the same. Inside jokes there, I guess. I don't know. So I guess that's what we've been up to this week. Also, I want to let you know about our other sponsor, because they're the ones who give us the website at theshaftpodcast.com, which you should go there and sign up, and there's, you know, Shaft stuff there. Why not? And you can sponsor an episode there. But so big thanks to Engine. They give that to us for free, and they give us the big full website, which is like, I think, $20-$30 a month. So thank you.
Legends.
And I think that brings us to something we call sightings.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
The first thing we got here is a very lengthy video that takes a minute to start, but it's 10 Minecraft commands you might not know about. Brent, I couldn't stand the video, so maybe you can tell me what happened to it.
Well, it's just, 10 Minecraft commands that I thought you might be interested in. So we'll link to that in the show notes, which you can see at theshadowpodcast.com. That's from log.zip. You probably know him. Tweet him out. Let him know we're talking about his video. And who knows? Maybe we'll be talking about your video next week. Let us know what videos we should be talking about. I usually tweet out the week before. So if you're following the Shaft podcast, you can tweet back and say, dude, you've got to see this.
Get involved. Get on board.
And whatever this is, that's what we'll talk about. And we'll look at like this next one, the Minecraft Retro Arcade Game Cabinet. It's a tutorial.
I'm guessing you didn't watch the last video either.
We don't have to go into that. You see how I was trying to kind of just move on.
Way to call him out, Matt.
Oh, God. I deleted the link. I just fat fingered the keyboard and destroyed the world.
Is there one Minecraft command that is amazing in there that you didn't know about?
I didn't watch the damn video. I have no clue.
We are the best. It seemed like a
really interesting title. So I was like, oh, people will dig this. But I was too busy trying to get the show started to actually watch it and get other content for the show. Next time, if you could watch it for me and not throw me under the
I apologize. Straight into West Town. If someone in the chat room could watch that video for us,
let us know what it says.
Let us know one interesting command that we didn't know about. That'd be great. I'm just going to pop that in the thing.
Maybe we could just get log.zip to get on the show and tell us the commands live. And
so we didn't watch your video. Couldn't be bothered. Could you let us know?
We're bad at our jobs. Could you do it for us?
I bet he didn't watch this show, right? So we're even.
Own fault, really, if you think about it. He's only hurting himself.
So I did watch this next one. Actually, I didn't watch the next one. But I looked at the pictures of it because they're also on Imgur. I'm stroking out over here. I don't know what's going on. But,
do you smell toast?
How do you say that?
Imgur.
Imgur.
It is Imgur.
It's Imgur.
No, I say.
It's Imgur.
I think it's Imgur, but it's spelled Imgur.
Imgur.
But it is
it's
Imgur.
One of those words that you don't normally say. You just send someone a link and it's in there, and you look at it and you go, "Yeah, that's a website." But
such a
place. I don't want to say it out loud because when I say Imgur, apparently I'm wrong.
Yeah, you are.
That's the thing. So, anyway, there is an Imgur if you can't be bothered to watch the video, which we'll link to in the show notes. And actually, Maz is going to throw it into the chat room for you.
I will do that right now. It is a really cool little thing. I don't know. I'm watching the video now because I'm so pro like that.
And this
but he's made.
Minecraft.
Yeah, he's made an arcade cabinet out of like pistons and those armor stands. And it's really cool. I don't know whether it's functional, though. Is it? Do you know the extent?
Well, no. I mean, you can hit buttons and stuff, but it's not...
It just looks cool.
You can't play Galaga on it or Donkey Kong.
It just looks rad, though.
I think it would fit perfectly into Freckles Saloon, because that would be a time period piece, I think, for the Wild West.
Not so sure they had video games back then, but I'll look into it.
We'll look into it.
Just a suggestion. I didn't say it was a good suggestion.
Fair enough. I'll take it under advisement.
Okay. Anybody who's checking it out in chat room, could you let me know what these new blocks are? These purple blocks. I had a little fiddle in the new snapshot this morning, and these new purple blocks are a thing, and I want to know what they are.
Purple blocks?
Yeah, these pink, they look like they've got abs. Like it's
not like cloth, like
No, it's a new brick called Purpa or something like that.
Purpa. Wow, they're really getting original these days.
Purpa blocks.
Hey, Gens, why do we call the Purpa blocks?
How do you spell it?
Let's Purpa. We'll put it next to the blue blocks in the green. The green blocks.
I don't know what they are, but they're new. So
I can tell you, they are decorative blocks that are naturally generated in End City dungeons in the end.
That's right.
There it is.
A whole new end. So we've got to...
A whole new end?
We've got to get together. Maybe that'll be the thing. We'll do the end again. The Ender Dragon.
Yeah. How exciting.
Because you loved doing that, didn't you, Frank?
I did. Man. I did. Didn't I? Did I not? I thought
I hated it. I thought I loved it. I don't know. We lost people throughout the whole series.
I loved it. Nobody played it, but I was there. And we killed the Ender Dragon. I remember that. I loved it.
Oh, so purpur is purple in Swedish. Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
So I guess that's the route we're going with the game is new items will just be named the Swedish words.
And they wonder why the Swedish chef is so...
Oh, it's German? Purpur is German? Purpur.
Okay.
I just like saying purpur. Can you hand me a purpur block? I would like to make my whole house out of purpur blocks.
What's your favorite color? Purpur.
Purpur. What does your cat do? He goes purpur. Huh? How do you like that? Yeah. You should watch The Shaft, right?
Meow. We're back! We're back! It doesn't get any better than this.
Meow, with more Minecraft. Speaking of...
15% more.
Oh, no, we already did sightings. That's the... I was about to do that whole segment again. That would have been wrong.
We have a place on the internet, speakpipe.com/theshaft, and you can get your listener contributions in. Leave us a voicemail, just like homeless Jesus did.
That was perfect how you did that, I want
to
say.
We're about to hear that right now.
Which you two won't be able to hear this, but I will repeat it. Sorry, here it comes.
Hello, my name is...
Put your cans next to your microphone.
Okay, see, if you talk during it, it kind of the whole thing. So shut your pie hole. Shut your purr-purr hole.
Shut your purr-purr.
Okay, here it comes. I'll tell you when it's over.
Hello?
Sugar, if you have to tell me.
Oh, God! He's going to get stuck again!
Put your cans right next to your mic like this. So
I will not. Oh, those cans.
Like headphone cans. Yeah.
Got it.
Well, oh, I see.
Then it will come through twice. But okay, here it comes. More stuff about pear.
Oh, my God. My camera keeps falling.
Oh, my God!
I'm really sorry.
Shut up! Sorry.
Hey, she's new to this. It's got to give her a couple more.
It's my first day.
First day. Okay, now, just please don't say a thing until I talk to you again.
Okay.
Starting now.
Where'd I go? My name is Somalus Jesus, and I just want to know if you have any adventure map you have made yourself.
Okay, so Homeless Jesus wants to know if we have made any adventure maps ourselves.
We have not made anything ever.
No,
I can't even get my webcam to stay in place. I have never made anything.
So, oh wow, she just knocked it again. That's
I didn't knock anything. Let's get that.
So, I made two. No, one. I ruined one and made one. We made Galel 2. Okay, so I don't know if y'all ever saw Galel the first one, but it was this horrific map.
Brother, is that the brother?
Yes, the brother. So we went in and did the map, and we changed a few blocks in it to, well, just because it was really bad. But then we made a Galel 2, but the Galel 2, we actually made the whole map. So if you want to see the map that me and Eric and Wes made, the whole map, Galel 2, search for
block
it.
Block by block.
I think it's out
in
there.
In survival mode, they made it.
Not true, but
not.
Okay, so now we're going to go to the next one here from Bo Astley.
Mm.
And I'm sure this is going to work out great. No one's going to speak starting now.
Hey, softers. I was just wondering what your opinion is on people being able to, like, Minecraft being connected to Skype. So you might be able to click on someone's username in Minecraft, and they might send them a contact request on their Skype. and then they can accept it, etc., etc. Anyways, hope you guys have a good day, very good day, and yeah, bye.
Okay, so that was from Bo Astley. And
do you know what's hilarious?
That just was the longest 30 said, seconds of my life.
Isn't before it? You said nobody should speak, I was going to say no relation to Rick Astley. And I just caught a little bit of it on the stream, and he stole my gag.
Yes, he did. He did. Because he actually has called in a few times, and his name is Bo something else. So I should have caught it there, but he did Rick roll us in the background. The Twitch stream will probably have no audio for a few seconds of his questions, which his question basically was, trying to remember it now. I don't want to have to play it again. That's the goal here.
So if you're the only one that can hear it.
If I can just pull it out. If you have... if you... All I can do is sing the song. It's just...
Never go... nice so, stalling.
What was it? Oh my god, I might have to actually play it again. Did I put it in the notes? Maybe I put it in the notes. No, it just says call two. That was a mistake.
The chat room. Hopefully he's listening.
There we go. So his question was, should there be a way to in Minecraft to basically contact someone on Skype, sort of? Like, should it be kind of connected between the two?
No.
I mean, it's
horrible.
Skype is horrible, but I believe...
Should Minecraft have something? Or are you finished, Mr. Maz?
I feel like, you know, Minecraft shouldn't do it because their Twitch thing didn't work so great, did it? But it would be great to be able to have some kind of TeamSpeak-type dealy in Minecraft that you could just dial in, have a friends list. Oh, look, Brent's online. Sick! And like jump to world and jump into their world if they've got the access and that kind of thing. I think that's been a long time coming.
Yeah, I think that's something that's so missing from the game. And I think there's some third-party utilities that work sort of like that, like Curse Voice or the Curse client that does it.
Mm.
In the end, things like Feed the Beast are going to do it probably. You know, like there's going to be these third-party utilities when the game should just take care of that itself, like a friends list. It's so...
Yeah.
Like, just have a friends list. Is it really that difficult?
I always thought it would be kind of cool to have some sort of mechanic, like... and I guess you would have to maybe build it in with, like, Skype or some sort of chat program where if your, like, Minecraft character is within a certain amount of, like, paces from another Minecraft character, then you could hear them. But if you walk away, you can't hear them anymore. So you don't have you don't have to keep making, like, I don't have to call Brent, and then if he's going to go off and do his own thing, then I would call Maz instead, and then we're going to go off and do our own thing. Like, if we're near each other, then we can hear each other, and then if we leave each other, then we can't. I think that'd be a really cool thing.
Who was the old host that I've forgotten about because he's dead to me?
Eric?
No.
Wes?
The last one we had.
Dude.
Good has in the last games that they played, they have that that feature, and it's awesome to be able to hear people when they're near you. And it would be rad if we were on a server, and then it's like, oh, I'm close to someone. I've just connected to someone, and it's like, hey.
Yeah, or like if you're in trouble, you could just be like, oh my god, can somebody help me? And then if anybody's within earshot, they could come and, you know.
Yeah.
Help.
It would make things so much more dynamic and fun. Yeah, you're right.
I agree. Very good stuff, and I think one of the points, and they're kind of making it in the chat room too, is that since Microsoft now owns Minecraft, that is actually kind of, maybe they would kind of integrate the two so you could ping someone on Skype or something, but they're also talking about how they haven't done it with other games, so why would they start here?
Exactly. That rolls us straight into Excavation Station quite seamlessly, I think you'll find. So if you've got an idea in the chat room, why don't you write it down, and I'll pick my favorite from the chat room to let everybody know about in this excavation station.
Excavation station.
Nailed it again.
Okay, so the first one here is from our good friend Ron Smalik, which no one's going to talk to. It's really short, so just shut the pie holes now.
R. Smalik here. Where the heck are my craftable saddles, for goodness sakes?
It's right. Where the heck are the craftable saddles?
Yes! Where they used to be in the game, I remember.
Like, very briefly.
There's cows.
It was like, for a minute, you could make them, and then they were like, oh, nope, you have to find them.
It doesn't make any sense. It's a game where you make everything. I can make an end rod. I don't even know what that is. Let me make a saddle.
If there's nothing else I go into creative mode to do, it's to get a freaking saddle. Because, what?
How often did we do that, Brent?
I never did.
How many do we need? We need three.
I maybe played some purr blocks, but I never cheated and got a saddle. Never. Never. But yeah, you know, I understand.
Not even
why
when
they...
we accidentally killed horses. I lost my saddle, Brad. Can you get me another one, please?
Well, and I understand why they did it, because they're like, oh, well, we want people to go see the dungeons. You know, yeah. But why don't you put something in them besides saddles, like something that would be in a dungeon? Like who's like, man, I gotta go hide my saddle? Well, I guess if they're that rare, maybe you do go hide your saddles in dungeons to this point.
They're more rare than diamonds.
Yes.
They are. And it's like, you know, I got a cow here. It's leather. Let me make a saddle out of it.
And some string.
I do have diamond armor for my horse, but I can't ride it. I've got no saddle.
Right.
But I'm going to carry around the diamond armor. Come here, horsey. Follow me, please.
Stupid. Stupid Minecraft is stupid.
So it goes. Next one here is from the Flaming Yeti, starting now.
Hey, Shaft. This is Flaming Yeti, also known as Haz Maestro, and today I want to suggest a farming update for Minecraft. Maybe call it the Cabbage Patch. But anyway, basically this would make rain speed up the growth of crops, and maybe add like the need to tend crops, or something like that. Or make them give XP when harvested as well, something along those lines. I'd say more, but I'm quickly running out of time. Love the show, have fun with my idea, and bye.
So the Flaming Yeti wants basically a patch... on farming stuff, like a big farming update that he wants to call it the Cabbage Patch.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Hey,
see
he
what
did
he
that
did
same
there.
Laugh. That
was... I know. I just heard it in the beginning there, and then I muted it instantly because I'm like, no more food. He actually wants.
Well, and it's you know, stuff like having the rain make crops grow faster and things like that. Like, do we want more of a system around farming at all? Anybody like that?
I don't think so.
I think farming's pretty simple.
It's pretty sorted, isn't it? It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, with the exception of... I think the only thing I ever have problem growing...
facial hair?
Well, now that I think about it, is nothing. Yeah, facial hair. No, I think farming is pretty easy as it is. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
Mm. So. And we've got enough food. Like, I don't need more. It's just...
Well, I would go with like, I could see some sort of update making farming more different, more aspects to farming, adding something like sprinklers and... But see, I don't, you know, it's like, I don't know, like, what realm is Minecraft in? Is it kind of, would sprinklers fit, or is it
mate, you bone meal plants currently. How does that make sense?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I would definitely rather make a sprinkler than bone meal a plant. That's just me. I don't know. There's a bunch of like farming mods out there, and they get ridiculous. Like where you can like run nuclear generators off, you know, plants and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that could be done there. I think maybe look and find the fun stuff from the mods and throw it in the game. Call it done. And apparently I'm the only one. Me and Flaming Yeti.
Yeah. Nah.
Speaking of bone meal, though.
Oh, no, right?
Right? The Crimson Portal 11 sent us in this call that's starting now.
Hey, Shaft. It's Crimson Portal. I was thinking, since you can't bone meal Nether Wart, and the only way you can grow it is by manually letting it grow, I was thinking maybe you should be able to use blaze powder on it, and it would grow just as the same effect bone meal has on other plants. That was my idea, and have a good show.
And stuff with bone mealing, like nether warts, because nether warts are hard to grow or something, or others. So, let's go with Great suggestion, man. I'm sure.
Scotty in the chat room has just said that bone meal and rotten flesh should make fertilizer, and that would make perhaps more sense than just bone mealing.
Well, but what about poop blocks? Can't forget.
Oh my gosh! It always comes back to poop blocks, right? Doesn't it?
It's got to. So, mainstay in this show. So. Is there anything else from the chat room? I know you were looking at stuff.
Like Scotty wants to see more water vegetation. So like in rivers and oceans, we should have some, I don't know, he hasn't given an example, but some plant action in the water. Maybe some reeds, a bit of seaweed.
Just so again, it's not all the same underwater?
Yeah. Some coral.
Well, I don't know if you remember the Safari Masters.
Coral's actually an animal, not a plant.
If you went underwater... there was all types of plants, like the long kelp that would go from the floor to like really high, and then coral and pearls and or not pearls, but oysters.
Yeah.
Pearls. And other things. A lot of stuff. And it's like, well, it seems like, why don't you go through and get these, like, the stuff that just adds to the world? Like, it's nothing that detracts from it, nothing that really adds anything spectacular. But it's just content that makes it look prettier, makes it look more like alive. Go through all these mods, like just have one person, that's all their job, and then add it to the game. I mean, it's just going to make your game look that much better.
Personally, I don't like things that look different for no reason. I feel like if something exists, it should be useful. You should be able to, you know, like break the block and pick it up and use it for something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just me.
Well, and most of those blocks you can, you know, you chop down the kelp and use it to make kelp salad or something, you know.
Gross.
So now you have to like it too for it to be in the game.
Well,
I don't like spaghetti, so spaghetti is not in the game. That's what Notch said.
I hate Notch, so let's not talk about him.
Anymore. Well, we're about to talk to him.
If
Notch wanted it his way, he shouldn't have sold out to Microsoft.
There you go.
Let's go straight into the news then.
Minecraft daily news and updates this week in Minecraft world. The DailyMail.co.uk says that Notch is hating life. Tell us more about it, Maz.
I will open the link and read some of his quotes because it's hysterical. But basically, he sucks, doesn't he? He's like, oh, I've never felt so isolated than I do now. I can't open the link because it's...
Boo frickety who?
I know, right? Isn't he just the worst?
I'm so sorry that you're so lonely spending your billions of dollars, you poor thing.
Yeah, his tweet is super, super crap too. Like, why won't this let me copy it? I hate Google.
I don't know.
I hate it. Have I mentioned how much I hate Google?
I know he, you know, it's basically that thing where you get super rich and you feel like you can't
here,
do
here
anything because you go out.
It's lonely at the top.
Hassling you. Yeah.
Here he is. Let me just get into character. Absolutely. Hanging out in Ibiza with a bunch of friends and partying with fate. Whatever I want. I've never felt more isolated. Ah, just set fire to yourself, Marcus. Like, holy moly. The problem
with
getting
everything.
You want
something to do? Come clean my house. Come walk my dog. I've got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
His next tweet is like, the problem with getting everything is you run out of reasons to keep trying, and human interaction becomes impossible due to imbalance. No, you are a socially retarded jerkhole, and you need to do something with your life. Instead of gambling and spending $180,000 in one night in casinos. Like, what is wrong with you?
I get what he's saying. Like, okay, when... If you've done what you set out to do, what's next? But on the other hand, if you weren't done with it, if you wanted to keep messing with it, playing with it, changing it, updating it, whatever, you shouldn't have sold it. And that was his decision, exactly. And it's something that he's got to live with. So either find a new project and move on, or don't. But either way, shut up, because no one's going to feel sorry for you while you're... what did he say? living with a bunch of friends and partying with famous people and doing famous whatever people. He wants. No one's going to feel so sorry sad. For you. No. Zero people feel sorry for you right now.
Yeah, that's like I'm sitting here going, man, they're being harsh. But I mean, to be honest, you're right. I mean, it's just like it's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You know, when you get everything you ever wished for, don't expect people to like understand when you're complaining about it.
Yeah, not many people can relate, I think, is the problem.
You know, because here's the thing. If you don't want to not do anything with your money like you're doing now, then do something with it. Start a new company. It doesn't have to be making a new game. If you don't want to make a new game, go make Notch hats.
He literally has enough money to do anything. He can do whatever he wants.
Any idea.
Whatever he wants. The world is his oyster, and he's whining?
I think that's it.
I can't feel sorry for him.
Found a great girl, but she's afraid of me and my lifestyle and went with a normal person instead. This is all in like his one big rant of my life is so shit. Yes, your wife left you because you suck. .com.au.
Get a new one. You can afford it.
When we sold the company, the biggest effort went into making sure the employees got taken care of. And they all hate me now. Well...
I don't hate you, Notch. I would give you a hug.
He said, like, a clothing brand, he could...
Tomorrow. I don't hate Notch either. I just find it really hard to relate to the things he's complaining about.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, on one hand, like, I can understand what he's saying, and, like, I know, like, when you get to a certain point, it's like, yeah, it's harder to do certain things, and basically your life has changed. It is in a new... realm,
but,
and he's,
but he
he's not
that
coping
happen.
With that yet, and that's all he has to do is like kind of switch, figure out where you are, and now you're in that elite. And if you don't want to be in the elite, you know what? Give your money up.
Yeah. I'm just gonna put this
like,
out there.
I mean, you're not
Notch,
going to.
I'm a great girl, and I won't be afraid of you. And I don't like normal people. I'm just saying. That's all.
you want some of that $70 million homestead action.
I wouldn't mind spending my days doing whatever I want. That's all I'm saying.
I think we've hated on Notch enough. And I don't hate you, Notch. I don't think...
Hating? That was practically a marriage proposal, Brent. That's not hate.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Speaking of marriage proposals, Telltale Games and Mojang are going to make story mode. Was it PAX? More news. It's coming to the Wii U, apparently.
Yes, that's excitement for me, because it's my console of choice.
And
I'm just really
against you.
That's all right. Well done. It's a
well,
free
I
world.
I love the Wii U.
That sounded super sarcastic.
No. I really do. I'm a huge
She's
Nintendo
so
fan.
Sarcastic.
I love it.
She,
no.
She really hates it, man. She's being so sarcastic right now.
I love it. I love everything Nintendo has ever done.
Yeah, but Nintendo is the best. I'm really excited about this story mode, and it, you know, it's, I have no idea what it is, but it looks cool. I think it'll be fun. I reckon it will reinvigorate me in the Minecraft world. I think it's good. I'm excited.
It's like,
do we have a release
date? Minecraft and made a game out of it.
Yeah. The first episode comes out this year, right? Very shortly.
I have no clue. I've never played any of the Telltale games, and I feel like I probably should.
Really? That's amazing. That surprises me, Brent.
I'm sorry. They're all single player. They were like multiplayer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So that's the thing. I've gone back to playing EverQuest. That's how sad it is.
Wow.
And it is actually the best MMO I have played since I quit playing EverQuest. Totally and honestly, it's just true. Besides the first year of WoW.
Wow.
Okay, so we'll link to that story in the show notes, as well as the new skin pack. Actually, there's two of them, skin packs, I believe, that were added for the PS4. Originally, they were just supposed to be on the Xbox exclusives or whatnot, but we have an article, another one from IGN, about them being added. So all you PS4 Minecraft players, rejoice. Get your Wookiee on. Go get a bowcaster and shoot some people first. Mm-hmm. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does. So,
and lastly, Snapshot.
Oh, the Snapshot.
Two out of three Shaft hosts have played and know how.
Was I one of them? Yes. Yeah, I'm one of them.
The new snapshot has been released. That's 15W35A through E, because there were some bug releases as well. It's so part of
punching
the...
a wolf. Yeah, crash the game. How does that happen anyway?
I don't know if you got to experience it, but you can now put items in both hands. So you can put like two picks or a sword and a pick.
What? Just pick all the.
Well, except for it does nothing. Having this right now, it does nothing to have the second, except for items that are placeable. You can place items while you're like mining. So like I had torches in my left hand, and then I'm mining, and then I can click and place a torch without having to switch. So that was
amazing.
That was probably my favorite thing.
It's game changing. Is it game changing?
It is. And once they make it where holding that torch actually lights up the area.
Ooh, yeah.
Then bada bing, bada bang.
Big bada boom.
That would be diamonds.
Place.
I'm interested in that.
Diamonds.
Diamonds. My favorite part of the update is that zombies now, when they see you, raise their arms like zombies, so you can tell when they're attracted to you. Attracted.
When they're after
you. In a romantic fashion. When they're after you, yeah. I find that really cool.
That is really cool.
That is
cool. And they're just much harder and tougher to fight in general. Like,
yeah.
It was
combat
crazy.
Is now not a spam fest. It's actually, you know, there's a bit of strategy involved and
some stratology. Rhymes with scatology. Two different things.
Oh, wait, don't Google that, kids. Don't Google
Do you want to know my secret for fighting zombies?
You run.
Yes.
No, it's slash time set zero. Every time. Every time.
I don't understand.
Don't want to deal with it.
It
just
brings
cheating.
The sun up and it kills them.
Oh, you do a command.
Not big on combat.
Cheater!
Not big on combat. Why don't you turn off? Is that a thing
hostile
still?
Hostile moms. Yeah, turn off
yeah,
hostile
turn
moms.
Off hostile moms.
Yeah. Well, I want them to spawn.
I just don't want them to...
Because I want their drops. I just don't want to have to go kill them. So I let, when the sun goes down, I let them all spawn, and I look around and I make sure there's plenty around, and then I bring the sun up to kill them all, and then I run around and collect all their drops.
That is hysterical.
So.
It's easy.
I'm just saying, like, why don't you just spawn in the items that you need?
Well, because that would be cheating.
Oh. Okay. I get it now. I understand completely. And I think we have taken this show as far as it can go this week. But be sure next week, if you want to send in stuff, do it to the right place. Just go to theshaftpodcast.com. Thank you so much, Freckles. If you want to say hi to Freckles, you can see below. It's Freckles_IRL on Twitter. And her good friend, Maz, is always at Extreme Beyond. And I am at Brent Copeland. And thanks for tuning in. Let us know what you want, and we'll talk about it on the next show. Bye. Outro here.
We'll see you.
How's the outro go?
Can't sleep. Get a build. No, that's the intro. Oh, how does it go? Bum, 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 oh! No, I can't remember.
No, that was it. That was it. You had it.
Was it? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Do the pow, pow, pow.
Bye.
You just made it through the shaft alive. That's the only bit I remember.